All of the major Democratic candidates running to be Baltimore's next mayor say they support the idea of raising the minimum wage. But WYPR's John Lee reports that none of them are fully supporting a proposal introduced in the city council that would do just that.
Okay, let's get this out of the way from the get-go. The candidates agree with what Councilwoman Mary Pat Clark wants to do, which is raise the minimum wage. But it's how you go about it where they part ways with Clark and each other. Let's start with Councilman Carl Stokes, who comes the closest to backing Clark's legislation.
I say yes, I support the bill.
But not so fast. Stokes then qualifies his support, saying it would be too much of a burden on city businesses if you increased the minimum wage without also lowering their taxes. Stokes says it needs to be a package deal.
We can't have the highest minimum wage and the highest, by far. Property taxes and other fees.
Sheila Dixon has been campaigning for a $15 an hour minimum wage, but only for city employees.
I want to start first and foremost with city governments to show how it can be done effectively in a way that's not going to hinder or affect our budget.
Clark's proposal would raise the minimum wage in Baltimore to $15 an hour by 2020. The state minimum wage currently is $8.25 an hour. A couple of years ago, the General Assembly agreed to raise it to $10.10 by 2018. Attorney Elizabeth Embry says that's the better way to go. Raise the minimum wage over time to $15 across the state. Embry says that way, employers won't choose one jurisdiction over another when deciding where to do business based on the required minimum wage. But as mayor, would Embry back a $15 an hour minimum wage in just Baltimore if the state does not take action?
I would sign it in the absence of traction at the state level, but I would prefer to work with my city council colleagues and work with our state delegation to push for a statewide minimum wage.
Marcus Dent, City Council.
Meantime, over at one of the early voting sites, the League on Cold Spring Lane, voters have to drive through a gauntlet of sign waivers shouting out their support for this or that candidate. And one mayoral candidate, businessman David Warnock, is there campaigning in the flesh.
I'd love to have your vote too, and yours.
When it comes to Clark's plan, Warnock says he hasn't seen the details, so let's study that.
We aren't the first city to be looking at increasing the minimum wage to $15 an hour, where surrounding counties and surrounding municipalities haven't. And I'd be really interested to see what happens to retail franchises when you do that kind of thing.
Seattle and San Francisco are two cities that have done that kind of thing. Warnock says it's important to create jobs that will pay a living wage. And State Senator Catherine Pugh, echoing Warnock, says she hasn't seen Clark's proposal either and that the city needs to invest in job training.
We want to increase people's opportunities to have real work, real opportunities for employment, not just minimum wage jobs, but jobs that will lead to careers in future.
For her part, Councilwoman Clark says she's not surprised none of the mayoral candidates are jumping on board.
Because they're all about a week away from standing for election, and they don't want to be on one side or another of such a major issue.
Clark is optimistic her legislation can pass this year, but if not, she says she'll bring it back again next year. And if that happens, the new mayor will have to take a stand. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.